Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Kelly and Luke, we're in the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg and Laurel. Big day to talk about the great baseball game last night. Kelly, you remember the old fight between Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali, and they called it the Thrilla
in Manila. Yeah.
Well, this was the Thrilla at the Pete last night. Two heavyweight, high-caliber college baseball teams, locking horns, Alabama, and, of course, Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles win 9-7 in a thrilling baseball game. Baseball coach Travis Creel, assistant coach, hitting coach, recruiting coordinator Travis Creel joins us as he does now every Wednesday. And, Travis, I've been looking forward to this Wednesday conversation, and I know after last night maybe you were too, huh?
Yeah. I think was this 3 weeks in a row? We've been coming off a loss, so nice to get in the win column last night in the midweek, and proud of the boys. Man, we played really well.
You know, some of those the Pete Taylor Park, I've always thought, is the most special place in the world. But boy, some days and nights are particularly special. Eighth largest crowd ever at the ballpark last night. Two really good baseball teams locking horns. Alabama made it a little uncomfortable there late in the game, but the Golden Eagles with a big win. Your just thoughts overall about the performance of the guys last night?
Yeah, it was awesome. Like you said about the crowd, I can always tell, they open the gates right when our BP's ending. And if those fans start running in when those gates are opening, you know it's going to be a big one. So I knew it was going to be pretty big last night. The crowd was electric. The crowd was awesome. And this, I thought just jumping out on them early, they were pitching the ball really, really well. That starter had really good numbers. And we loaded the bases in the first with two outs, and like we talked about last week, who steps to the plate? It's a freshman again. So, in those moments, the past couple weeks or early on in the season, maybe we don't come through with that knock, but Davis knocked the crap out of that ball for a bases clearing double, and that was good to set the tone.
Yeah, you're right. Not only a freshman, but a freshman from the Birmingham area. What do you think that meant to that kid last? Here you are. You're coming up. The bases are loaded, and it is Alabama pitching to you, and you're from Birmingham. What did that mean to that kid, Coach?
Yeah, I'm sure it means I'm sure it means more than it does to us, for sure. And not just that, but being able to slow, like you said, eighth largest crowd. Being able to slow your heart rate down, slow your mind down, even with two strikes. To put a good swing on like that, I don't know if he does that 3-4 weeks ago. So it's good to see these guys growing, man, and confidence. You can just see it. I can see it all week at Louisiana Tech and last night. They're exuding confidence, and that's a huge part of baseball, man. If you're not confident, you're out. So I think that's probably the biggest change in what we've seen the past couple weeks.
Alabama, the best team we've faced so far this year, Coach?
Yeah, I think talent-wise, yes. They're gonna really, really pitch, and then that lineup 1-9 is pretty scary. So they're a little inexperienced like us, but talent-wise, they certainly have the pieces to be a really good team again. They should have been Omaha team last year. They kind of got a bad seed and had to go to Wake Forest in the Supers. So I definitely think they can make a run again. That's my opinion.
Luke.
Coach, I want to ask you about two guys, both of which played well last night. It's not pretty. The ugliest swing in America is batting .415 right now. Dalton, people are calling him Dalton McIntyre or whatever. It is. Oz told us, I guess it was last week, just the hand-eye coordination is out of this world. And what makes him so hard to pitch to, and what is allowing him to be able to bat .415 right now?
Yeah, well, first off, he can fly. How many infield singles does he have? He has a bunch because he can really apply pressure. You can see it on the infielders' faces. And when he hits the ball on the ground, they're in panic mode. It applies a ton of pressure. But, like I said, elite hand-eye coordination, the strikeouts in junior college, it was something crazy, like 8 and 200 at-bats or something like that. So we knew he had really good bat-to-ball skills. And now he's really staying inside the ball well. Y'all see him use the backside a lot. I think – the main way people are going to try to get him out is you got to go hard in. And it's hard to do, man. It's easy to say, hey, throw a fastball in, but it's there's a lot more places on that plate than there are just in. So if you miss out over the middle or on the outside or any off-speed pitch, he's handling pretty well to the big part of the field.
And I say it the ugliest swing as a sign of respect because it's just it's a marvel to watch. I mean, it's really, really cool to watch. Another guy, big hit last night, Carson Pato with a bomb. Oppo shot to left center. It's been somebody can look at, you know, Carson's .245 batting average and be a little frustrated at that. But the guy, I think he's leading the entire team. You know, he's what, .465 on base percentage? And yeah. What's been his approach that you guys worked with him in the offseason to be, you know, more patient?
Yeah, certainly. You know, I think the batting average is a stat that a lot of people look at where obviously we want good batting averages too, but there's, in my opinion, there's more important stats. You know, what we look at big time with our big guys is OPS, which is on base percentage plus slugging. And I think Pato's second on our team behind Billy Butler in OPS. So he's getting on base a ton. Yeah, you know, I think we worked a ton on strike zone awareness, not expanding the zone, which he's done a great job. The only thing with Carson early on the season why the batting average is low is he's just kind of missing some fastballs that he usually doesn't miss. So once we, you know, combine the plate discipline plus maybe him not missing some pitches that he usually doesn't miss like last night, you know, he could be in for a big year.
Kelly, he didn't miss that when he hit.
No, I don't think it's come down.
The quote of the night, and I don't even know what Alabama player said it, but I said, so you guys, despite this loss, you guys think you'll be in the regionals? And the kid said, well, I wouldn't bet against us. I said, based on your program history, that's a poor choice of words. Anyway, so we go to the...
I'm going to steer away from that one.
Yeah, that's smart, Coach. You're young, but you're smart. So you go to the ninth inning, and of course... Eagle fans haven't been through gut-wrenching, you know, defeats in other sports. What are you thinking as Alabama, you know, creeps closer and closer, even with that lead?
Yeah, you know, it's baseball. We felt like we were in a really good position. We ran McCarty back out there. We knew we had JB and Cross behind. So with a 7-run lead, you're feeling pretty good. And then, you know, we don't make the play, and then they, you know, find a hole and – You know, baseball's a huge momentum game, man. It's contagious. Hitting's contagious. You know, the bases clearing double followed by the homer. So, wasn't JB's night, but, you know, we'll run him right back out there next game in a safe situation, and he'll be fine. You know, and luckily for us, we have, you know, another guy like Cross behind, and they were so left-handed, we felt like that was going to be a good matchup.
Man, I knew going back to last fall, and Bob and Luke can back me up on this, when I saw Davis Gillespie hit, I said, this kid has a chance to be a really special hitter. What is it about – is it just the swing, the way that he approaches it? What do you like particularly about him?
Yeah, well, first off, I don't know, you know, from the field level how he looks. He's a monster. He's huge. He's strong as all get out. And it's big-time power. From foul pole to foul pole, it's big time juice. So he can use the whole field. It's a really good approach to the big part of the field. We knew once he started to slow the game down mentally, obviously those first couple weeks, you know, there's nerves and he's a freshman and he hasn't had a bat. So now he's looking like himself. He's slowing the game down and he's really tough, man, because again, you really got to jam a heater in to get him. But if you miss out on a plate, the thing's getting whacked. So. He's really balanced. He's really strong. He uses the whole field, and because of that, he's a really tough out when he's going right.
Coach, we've got a really young baseball team. What does a win like last night do for the psyche of these kids who are so young and many of them have just not played in games with that type of atmosphere?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think, you know, that'll be one of the best atmospheres we play in all year. So it's huge for that, but also. You know, we've kind of had some chances in some really close games and hadn't got the job done early. And, you know, Oz talks about it all the time, learning how to win close games. And that's what an inexperienced club has to do. And that's what we did last night, man. We found a way. And you know, I think it started this weekend in Ruston. We, you know, on the road, really good in Ruston. And, you know, it's kind of us against the world. And I think that kind of let some guys free their minds up and just go out there and compete. And, you know, I think that was big. I really wanted this team to get on the road to kind of experience that. And hopefully that something can grow on.
Another thing I want to ask you real quickly about, because I thought last night that Colby Allen came in and really, really locked Alabama down. I thought he set the plate for the rest of the night.
Yeah, Colby is the ultimate competitor, man. He is a really, really competes out on that mound. Even last year, you know, his stuff wasn't quite ready to be good at this level, just from a straight velocity slider standpoint. But he's always had the mindset. He's always been a really, really tough kid. He wants the ball. And now that he's got the stuff to go along with it, you know, he's reaping the benefits.
Well, it was a great night, Coach, and we're really happy for the team and for the fan base and for you guys that are coaching these kids and developing them. You're just doing a great job, and we look forward to what we think is going to be a really great baseball season.
I appreciate it. Let's get them out there, Pete, this weekend against Marshall and have some good crowds.
There you go, Coach. Thanks a lot. Coach Travis Creel, everybody, on the Eagle Hour every Wednesday, and we're happy to have him here.
Hey, aren't you glad they – many years ago, Scott Berry hired Creel. Aren't you
yes.
Thankful for that, guys?
I am grateful. I'm grateful Travis Creel is the hitting coach for the Golden Eagles.
Rather than the first letter, we'd prefer it be the H rather than the F.
Yes.
Right?
Great game last night by the Golden Eagles. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Dickie's Barbecue Pit sponsored that interview with our hitting coach Travis Creel. This segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net on Hardy Street. You can shop them 7 days a week. They're looking for part-time help. So if you're looking for a great part-time job in a Southern Miss atmosphere, go by and talk to Miss Kathleen at Campus Bookmart. She is hiring, and she would like to talk to you. The official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour is Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. Coming very soon now, I'll tease you every day, but it's coming very soon, the all-new Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Quick reminder, Eagle Hour will be at Fuzzy's Tacos this Friday as we get ready to kick off the conference baseball season. And get this, we're going to have Will Hall and Jay Ladner, so Luke and I will have very little that we need to worry about. We can, Luke, set up the equipment, let them two guys roll.
Yeah, I mean, Jay will do his thing, and Will will give us like the breakdown scouting report of Marshall baseball because he's already done that this week. So, yeah.
Dima Mixon from the Student Prince is in the studio with me here now in Hattiesburg. And, Dima, I know you were covering that game last night, and I you were probably on the field after the game, and what was Oz's demeanor after the game? It seemed like he was just kind of the same cool, collective Oz.
Yeah, I mean, he just seemed like, well, it was just another win, which obviously after that, you know, they're up 9-2 in the ninth, and then five spot in the top of the ninth with the runner on and the tying run to the plate. I'm sure his heart fluttered a little bit, but you know. I think Andrew Abbotty with the Pine Belt News asked him, like, what were you thinking in that ninth inning? And he kind of just was like, collective. And he was like, really hoping we could get those last two outs, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, sure.
It was just kind of like, it's just baseball. They said that a lot, that's just baseball. So I guess so. But I guess, you know, in my opinion, I'd hope that you'd have it a little more in control than that.
Yeah, you made a great point during the break, how crazy it is. Almost 6,000 people at a college baseball game on a Tuesday night.
That's crazy.
And let me just say, folks, if you weren't there, 98% of those were Southern Miss fans.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by the significant amount of Southern Miss fans over Alabama fans. I thought Alabama fans would travel, but I mean, you see games like that, you have a lot of Ole Miss fans or State fans or LSU fans in the bigger games, or Tennessee fans even, that Southern Miss has hosted there. There were hardly any Alabama fans that I saw,
right.
And I mean, it was loud. I mean, when Davis Gillespie hit that base clearing double in the top of the first. I mean, it was shaking. The press box was shaking.
Can't get in if you can't get tickets.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's part of it. No, that was a good thing. And you're right, man. It was a football atmosphere.
It was shaking.
Wasn't it?
The press box shook when Davis Gillespie hit that.
Dima, the biggest part about the about Gillespie's hit was he burned T.J. McCants.
Right.
And that is that's one of the best outfielders in the country. I don't know if he got a misread on it. I saw him. He kind of had to step over himself when he turned around, like his legs got crossed. But I mean, I think that ball was hit a lot harder than what he thought. I mean, and the whole point is that's a really good center fielder, and that's kind of what set the tempo last night.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a freshman coming in that moment with the bases loaded with two outs, and we've
been from Birmingham.
From Birmingham, and we've just been talking all season about two out hitting, runners in scoring position, and out of the last four games, I mean, Southern Miss's RISP is like significantly better. I think they were like, believe it or not, in the Sunday game, they were like 800 in their runner in scoring position, even though they lost 18-11. But yeah, I mean, it was that definitely set the tone for the rest of the night, and I mean, I really think I look at the hitting and very surprised and shocked about how good it's been the last few games. But I mean the pitching as well. You think about a game where they had the worst performance of pitching that I think I've ever seen of Southern Miss, especially in the Ostrander era, even as a pitching coach. They come and they hold a team like Alabama, who has 30 home runs in the last 17 games. They hold them to two runs outside of just two swings in the ninth inning. They hold them. I mean, it was an unbelievable performance. That was, I would think, say that was the best game Southern Miss has played all season. And if they play like that against the rest of these opponents, I mean, they should really easily mow down the rest of their schedule.
I think Colby Allen set the tone last night. One thing, Luke, we saw again last night is that if you walk people, you're going to go have a seat with Oz. He does not hesitate to pull the trigger, does he?
I did. I found it. I'm going back and I'm looking at some numbers right now. I did find it interesting, though, that Boswell only threw 30 pitches. And what I mean by that is if you go back to his first start, it's pulling up. So let me go to his second start against Nichols. He threw 43. Last week against Mississippi State, he threw 46. 3 weeks ago against UNO, he came in relief and threw 28. He threw 30 on the dot last night, and it was a little odd when he – I mean, do you think there's – possibility of Sunday starter for him, Dima?
I don't think so. I think Coach Oz is really set on Will Armistead, because we actually asked him that about, I think it was Friday night, maybe it was last Tuesday against State, and we asked him that, and he said, no, we have three starters right now, and that's not going to change.
Gotcha.
Outside of, I mean, it wasn't Army's fault what happened on Sunday, and outside of the Indiana State game, I mean, he's actually looked really good. I was surprised he came out. I thought he would definitely finish the lineup last night.
I just thought it was interesting that there was a hard 30 pitches.
Yeah,
you know?
I was surprised and when he came out. I was very surprised.
People are asking, you know, why English got pulled. Well, I mean, that's a bullpen session for those guys.
Right.
And if you throw him too deep, it seems like, you know, Allen's been the choice of relief on Saturday. Sivley's been the choice on Friday. And so Colby gets an extra day of rest. He threw a little more. But, I mean, you know, English, what? 36 pitches. JB got in trouble and threw 13 last night. But I think a lot of people in these situations fail to realize that that is their bullpen session, you know, before the weekend
series. And I think, too, one thing we saw last night, too, and clearly we saw it, there wasn't much experimenting last night with pitchers. He brought in the better kids. And like Luke said, he let them pitch what was effectively a bullpen. But it was pretty clear that Oz wanted to win the game last night.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't blame them, because, I mean, losing like they did last week against an SEC opponent in Mississippi State 5-4 in a game you really feel like you should have won hands down.
Easily.
And then Nichols a few weeks ago, I mean, they've just dropped a couple of midweeks in a row, and just to get one against a ranked team, it's going to boost the RPI in the long run, just getting a quad run win, because Alabama is going to get their wins. They're not going to. They're 15-2. I mean, they're pretty dang good. So, and obviously, you want to get some of these midweek wins. You don't have to win all of them, but to get one like that one last night, you take it, and you really want to win it, especially when you're up 7-1 or whatever it was.
9-2, yeah. And we complain about SEC RPI bubble that doesn't ever bust it once they get into, but at the same time, it's going to help Southern Miss this year. Yes. Especially if Ole Miss and Mississippi State play well, because this will remain a quad one win basically the entire year.
Yes,
yeah. Because of that, Alabama's 34 today. Southern Miss is 21 in RPI. I want to go back to Davis Gillespie, Dima, and I mean you saw what you're to get the bat in the lineup. The glove's gonna have to be at first. He did make two errors, but he made a really nice play when he snagged the ball, threw it down to second, and got the force. And I mean he's just learning the position.
Yeah, and that's actually what we asked Coach Oz last night. We asked him, is that error just kind of him learning that position? He said he thinks it is, and I don't think that necessarily is something to pull him. I think first base is probably his for right now. And if that becomes a pattern, I think then you could look to move in some positions around. But I mean, for the most part, like you said, he's looked really good there. There was a lot of awkward bounces last night, and I thought that one, the one he missed in the ninth, was an awkward bounce. But you still got to make the play. I mean, there's no excuse. You still got to make the play.
I don't think you can pull him out of the batting
lineup. No, I think that what he's doing from the plate. What you didn't have in, no offense to Matthew Russo or anything, but he does give you a lot more on the offensive side of the ball. And this lineup right now that they're using, I mean, it's been hitting. I don't think you want to change it right now.
You know, when you have to work your way through Slade Wilkes, Billy Butler, Carson Pato, and Davis Gillespie,
that's
good
brutal.
Luck.
Brutal.
I mean,
it's
good
brutal.
Luck.
Just wait till Monastery.
And then,
that was my next question. A minute left, Dima. Your thoughts about Nick Monastery? We know he's a super talent. He's struggling a lot at the plate right now.
Yeah, I think he's. I mean, I think he's just going through that normal great freshman season. Then the next year is not always going to be as great as the freshman season. But I'm very confident he's going to get going. It just is taking him a little bit longer than everybody else. So I wouldn't press the panic button on him. He's a great player. He's very talented, and he's going to start seeing the ball. I'm not worried about him at all.
What's really interesting is. If you put Butler in there, because Butler doesn't have as many at-bats as the others, if you put Butler in there, Monastery's fourth in batting average right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Butler can swing it a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, just a little bit.
he's got – I'm not saying he's the player Matt Walter was, but certainly he has the ability to hit the ball as far as Matt Walter did.
I wouldn't want to pitch to him. I'll just say that right now, and, I didn't have any experience pitching, but I wouldn't want to throw a little softball to him because he'd probably smack it back into my face.
All right, can you stick around a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
I'll get your thoughts about basketball's over now, and obviously baseball is foremost in everybody's mind. We'll continue our conversation with Dima Nixon. Town & Country Cleaners, Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1983. Services like steam pressing, shirt laundry, bulky bedding, minor alterations, and, of course, dry cleaning. You can visit Town & Country Cleaners at their convenient location across from USM on Hardy Street. You can call them at 601-264-4920. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment of the show. Great place to take in any USM athletic event. Great place for lunch and to meet your friends and just have a good time right there at the Shadow of the Rock. Dima Nixon with the student prince here with us. Before we move on to basketball, you got any final thoughts? Let me ask both you guys this question. It's a very simple question. At this point of the season, we'll start with you, Dima. Is the strength of the Southern Miss baseball team, A, the hitting, B, the pitching?
I think it's the pitching. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You've got
go ahead, Dima.
You've got four legit starters with Boswell. You could probably run out another one of those guys to start at any time. And you've got two legitimate dudes at the back end of the bullpen. You have a long reliever in Sively, and you have specialists all in between.
Yeah, we saw five quality relief pitchers last night.
Yeah, I would say the pitching for sure, but I would agree everything with what Luke said. But even in the I'm just thinking the games that they were struggling to hit the ball, every one of them they could have won. So, and that's a testament to the pitching. And so, and I think the hitting is almost it could be just as good. I mean, I think we've seen what it can be. And I'm telling, I said this in the previous shows that I did. I said this in everything. If the hitting could be 70% of what the pitching could be, this is a dangerous team. And I just say one more thing about last night, because this is funny. We have three main rules that I've seen in the press box, you know, that in baseball season. Number one, you don't cheer. Jack Duggan will throw you out. Number two, you eat all the popcorn you can because the popcorn up there is the best. And number three, you don't finish the story before the game is over. And I will confess that I broke rule number three last night because I had the entire story written in the ninth inning before the ninth inning started. Southern Miss started, you know, Alabama started coming back, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm about to control alt delete this story if they lose this game. So I will not. Southern Miss fans, last night, that one might be on me for completing the story before the game was over.
The first rule was all three rules in the press box.
There's another rule Dima missed, and you can't barbecue in the press box.
That came up from the
Jackson State visit a couple years ago. They pulled out the George Foreman grill up in the press box, and Jack went epileptic.
Yeah. What are y'all doing?
just a fabulous, great game, and one that we have all enjoyed. We've been talking about it all morning. Let's switch gears, Dima Mixon. Basketball ended. We were talking earlier this week. Curious to get your thoughts about it. The Lady Eagles, we thought when the tournament started, played the best game of the year, and then maybe the worst game of the year. How do you square that?
You know, it kind of was the season, right? In the tournament, it was like you're either going to have a terrific game from them, or you're either going to have a game where they just really struggled to find really anything offensively. And then, obviously James Madison's a fantastic opponent, and it was going to be very difficult to beat them. I think the game they had on Wednesday night probably would have beaten them, but obviously they didn't have that. So I thought it just showed what the season was. They either had that run where they had some great games, or they had that run where they had some really tough games. So I think you take your victory there, and you look to rebuild.
And from the men's perspective, this is my take, and you tell me if you disagree. There was just too much to overcome. There were injuries. And then there was the very difficult situation with Coach Ladner. And I thought cumulatively, in the end, it was just more than the guys could overcome.
Yeah, I mean, when they lost Donovan Ivory, I mean, I thought that was really just a – that one was, to me, the one that really sent the basketball team probably to where they are, where they got eliminated, because losing that kind of element of a player and what he did in those games against James Madison and Troy, where they were looking like, oh, wow, this is the team that we all thought they could be. I'm agreeing with you. It was just too much. I mean, you talk about all the injuries that happened. You didn't even know if Andre Corbella was even going to play until mid-December, so then you had to work him in, and then he went out for a little bit. And then to add on top of all of that, your head coach had a significant health-related injury, just problem. And that just does something. I mean, I remember saying that last time on this show, that off-court issues in basketball are the most important, because it's such a mental game more than a skill game, that, you know, you're running down the court and you're looking to your left, and you see Juan Cardona there, and you're like, where's our head coach? Where's our guy? Right. And he's not there. And then you remember it. And then, you know... So
and it's not the same.
It's not. I mean, I played basketball all throughout high school, and I went through a season where, all of our star players were hurt, and we're trying to do something, but you just really can't ever find that rhythm and mental. It's such a mental and sport, and it's so important to have rhythm in basketball that when you're getting off of that, it's hard to. And Texas State, man, I mean, that was a really good team, and they just Southern Miss just always finds that happens to play the teams that are the hottest in the Sun Belt tournament. I don't understand, but that's a good team. And but like Jay Ladner said in that press conference after the game, he's I think you should be proud of Southern Miss. I mean, they really, despite all that adversity, they were still in it. They were still at the tournament and still had a chance, I would say, to do something there.
Luke, I've been critical of Corbella over the year. I will tell you, I saw him last night at the baseball game. Now, I will say he was wearing shades. He was wearing the only guy in the building wearing sunglasses, but he was going out of his way to be kind to every kid that came up to him and every fan that spoke to him. It was good to see.
Yeah, and he had Cubs jersey on, too, so I appreciated that as far as the Major League. He's getting ready for Major League season. But regardless of that, I always like it when, you know, we'd be in the Roost, Frank Gore Jr. would come out there. I always like it when those guys support other athletes. And, you know, I mean, for all that's said about Curbelo, I am thankful that maybe in his, you know, in some of the bouncing around that he's done and you know, some of the issues that are pretty obvious that he struggles with. You know, you hope that during his time at Southern Miss, what we hear from all those student athletes about the family atmosphere in Hattiesburg, I hope he experiences that, man. I hope his time at Southern Miss helps him to be, you know, more an individual, you know, that knows that people are there for him and you know, to help him. And so that's what we want. So, you know, seeing him at a baseball game last night, it's encouraging because you want that guy to know there's a family around him with Golden Eagles.
Then I want to ask you this about students on the campus. Obviously, there's a student section in football, a student section in basketball. All the tickets are sold for baseball, so there is no student section. But do students get to enjoy this like the rest of us do?
Yeah. So it goes out on our student email, like probably on Tuesday or Wednesday. But I'm telling you, if you don't hit that little click that button to get a ticket. I mean, I've never had to experience it just because of I'm able to get into the games, but I know from folks who have to do that, if they don't click it almost immediately, all the tickets are gone. Cause I think they only allot like 200 to 500 student tickets, I think. And that might be even higher than it is. But I know that they're all standing room only.
What a crazy good problem to have, though, right?
For real, yeah.
Now, the students that get in, they wouldn't ever go sit down by the visiting bullpen and harass the pitchers as they get warm, would they, Demon?
No, they would never do that.
That doesn't happen, does it?
No.
That's the area that they're assigned to by the university.
Yeah.
I'll bet they were giving it to the Alabama pitchers last night.
Who was that pitcher who came in here and said he was the scariest he's ever been from the bullpen? Forgot who that was. But, the 16-ounce lounge, man, that's tough.
I will tell you this, though, Demon. You were there. I want to get your thoughts. I thought everything about the Alabama baseball program last night was first class. They didn't argue if they got called out at home plate, you know, on strikes. They just walked to their dugout. They didn't primp, you know, pimp around when they hit these big hits. And then at the end of the game, they initiate handshakes with our players. I was very, very impressed. Luke and I were talking earlier today, and he used a great term. He says, well, that's a sign of their culture with their new coach. I was very impressed with what I saw, not only on the field but off the field from Alabama baseball last night.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, and I thought of that last night too. I mean, I went to the state game, and I saw how they reacted, some of the pitching calls. I saw how they reacted. I know that the stakes are different. It's an in-state, but I saw how their head coach had come out to the umpire a couple times in that game. And last night, I mean, I think the Alabama coach did come out one time for a questionable strike call, but it wasn't anything like what he was doing.
Nothing like we saw out of Mississippi State.
Out of Lamonas, yeah. So, the players, man, they were great. They were actually talking to our guys, our Southern Misses guys, throughout the game. I remember during one of the replays, the third baseman and Nick Monastery were just like talking. It's just like, that's just good to see, you know. So
I like to see that.
And like you said, they initiated that handshake with them, and I thought that was really nice.
Who's to say we won't see them in the postseason?
Hey, I'm all for it. I mean, either they come to Hattiesburg or Southern Miss goes there. I think that would be
let's invite them here. Nick.
Yeah.
Let's invite them. What do you say?
Yeah, I think Southern Miss fans will like that a lot better.
Hey, Damon, we appreciate you very much.
Yes, sir.
Damon Mixon from the Student Prince, everybody. We get back. Luke will wrap things up. I'm sure he's got a lot of news and notes. Don't mean to put the pressure on you there, Johnson, but the fourth segment is where Luke gets you caught up on everything else around.
Got a little
campus
golf to talk about. Yeah, we can go back and unpack a little more.
He'd come back. I knew he'd come through. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Final segment on a cloudy day in beautiful downtown Laurel. Luke Johnson, Bob Getty, we're both in the Southern Bancorp studio. I'm in Laurel. Bob's in Hattiesburg. Happy to have you joining us. Dima Mixon joining us the last two segments. And then Travis Creel, if you missed that interview with Coach Creel, talking about last night's baseball win over Alabama. It was in the first segment. You can go back and listen to the Eagle Hour on demand at supertalk.fm or catch us in podcast form, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or Audible. Or you can tell, ask, I should say, Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. And, yeah, you'll hear some good commentary from Creel and Dima. It's good stuff. Golden Eagles win last night against nationally ranked Alabama 9-7. Turn their eyes now towards the Marshall Thundering Herd opening weekend of Sun Belt play. Last night, also across the Sun Belt, two other teams in the conference got some big wins. South Alabama defeated Mississippi State in Biloxi at the Shucker Stadium 6-5. And Coastal Carolina took care of Wake Forest in Conway 17-9. Coastal averaging now 12 points a game. That series with the Golden Eagles about a month out, and it should be a great one. Other Sun Belt games last night: Princeton defeated Old Dominion, James Madison defeated Niagara, Arkansas State falls to Little Rock 12-2, ULM fell to Old Miss and Monroe 5-3, West Virginia beat Marshall 11-2, Georgia Southern defeated Kennesaw State. I bet that was a good one in Statesboro 7-4. App State took care of Queens 14-5. South Carolina defeated Georgia State 4-3. Texas State defeated Tarleton State 2-1. Auburn defeated Troy 8-2. And, of course, the Golden Eagles defeat Alabama. Golden Eagle golf, men and women on the road. Men finishing up at the Tiger Invitational by Jason Duffner at the Auburn University Club in Auburn, Alabama. Golden Eagle men finish 13th overall. Ryan Dupuis finishes 24th overall. Golden Eagles shoot a combined 935 for the three rounds. Auburn won their own tournament. So Golden Eagles will get back out on the golf course this coming Monday at the All-American Collegiate at the Golf Club of Houston, Texas. Women, on the other hand, were in New Orleans for the Tulane Classic at English Turn. Momoko Ando finished at 11th overall. Freshman from New Delhi, India, Rajini Nave, finished in the top 50. Golden Eagles finished 13th as a team. Lady Eagles will head to Arizona as quick as this Friday. And they'll take place in the Mountain View Collegiate in Saddlebrook, Arizona. All right, NFL news. Told you about Russell Wilson, of course. Told you about some more news. You told me Derrick Henry signed with the Ravens. I just had my head in the sand. And Mac Jones going to the Jacksonville Jaguars for some depth behind Trevor Lawrence for a six-round pick. And then kind of some away news, but local news. Kenny Payne let go as the head coach of Louisville basketball. Of course, he's from Laurel, played out at Northeast Jones. And, yeah, just some interesting dynamics there. Payne was a very good assistant coach along the way. It'd be interesting to see where he heads next.
Yeah, I want to point out, too, that Kelly Sander was at softball practice this morning, and we're going to have some interviews from some of the softball athletes on the show tomorrow. We're also going to talk to James Hutto, who is deeply involved in the Hardwood Club for Southern Miss Basketball, and been a big fundraising effort all year long for the basketball team, and he's going to kind of give us an update on how that went and how you can participate in the Hardwood Club. And Demo, I thought, made a good point, Luke. You know, the guys on the basketball team just had one hurdle after another to jump all season. And then at the end, you lose Donovan Ivory and you lose your coach. And that's, I think it's understandable how they didn't play very well down the stretch.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, you know, Coach Ladner's perspective on that. And of course, he was in charge of the team, but being away from the team, and now he processed some of that. So it'll be fun to sit with him and get his insight from that angle on Friday. The interesting stat before we go, Scott Watkins put this up last night. This was halfway through the Alabama game last night. First seven games of the season, Slade Wilkes was batting .91. Over the last 8.5, 9 games, Slade Wilkes now batting over .420. Nice to have him in the 3-hole.
He can hit it a little bit too, you know, when he really squares up on a ball. He's got a little bit of power.
It was a bomb last night. If you haven't seen it, go on Twitter to the official NCAA baseball account. Southern Miss Baseball, I think, had it as well. There's a drone shot way up high last night of Slade's home run.
Yeah.
And you hear the bat, you hear the crowd, you hear the see the fielders react, you see Slade going around the bases, the lights go off. Really, really cool, really beautiful shot of the Pete.
We put that this morning on the Eagle Hour Facebook page as well. If you'd like to take a look at it, Luke is right. It's really pretty incredible. All right, that wraps it up for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.